get out of the way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you for the two amazing co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you for the Des De Leon family, and we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Continue to be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, O Father. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor that is due you. We ask a special anointing on the woman of God who is coming forward with the message, O Heavenly Father. Just be that what she needs you to be, O Lord. So, Lord, we give it over to you. We surrender it, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are so glad that you joined us this morning. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai Brown. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful sister, Minister Ada. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate you, beautiful woman of God, woman of excellence, keenly aware and insightful. We thank God for what God is doing in your life, and we thank you for opening us up in prayer and seating us in the telecommunications sanctuary. Well, this is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. I want to tell you a little bit about our call and ministry. In just a few short months, we will be celebrating 7 years. Isn't that awesome? Founded on October 25th, 2010. And because of these two amazing and anointed women of God, of course, they would found this on scripture. And the scripture base for this ministry is found in a division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, where it reads, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And as you heard Minister Kai pray for the call and for us this morning, and then the call will end in prayer. And every Friday we take your prayer requests live. And so if you're able to stay with us for part two on Fridays, we invite you to do that. You're not able to be on the call daily. We do have a website where our messages have been archived since the beginning of this call. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and read the bios of our awesome and amazing pastors, ministers, and teachers. You can send a comment. We invite you to send a comment, or you can just interact with us on that website. If you want to send your praise reports or prayer requests, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, will respond to you. If you feel led to be a part of this dynamic ministry, if the Lord has been tugging on your heart, if you have been partaking in this awesome buffet spread of word and you've been encouraged and you've been blessed, why not consider joining our team? We invite you to do that by sending us an email. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. Excuse me. Now under the heading of Artist Life, we're so excited about the awesome products that are changing people's lives, the awesome opportunity that are helping to make people's lives better financially. If you are not familiar with what I'm talking about, we invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call, and they will be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. This call is hosted by an array of awesome and amazing leaders to share with you, to educate you, to edify you in your business, to train you in your artist life business. So immediately following this call, you can dial 712-770-4005 with the access code of 294-617-pound immediately following this call. Now, if you happen to be a Metro PCS user, if your carrier is Metro PCS or T-Mobile, we don't want you to be charged for these conference calls. So we invite you to use the bypass or bridge number, which is 857-957-1147. You dial that first and then the conference call and access code. Well, it is my pleasure and honor to bring to the floor. I will be back to tell you more, to remind you of some of these announcements at the end of our call. But right now, it's time for me to introduce our mouthpiece, our speaker for today. Well, she is very precious to me. In fact, she's one of the people that introduced me to this amazing company. I am speaking of none other than Minister Willa Peterson. She is my big sister. I love her dearly. The Lord has blessed Willa and my big brother Jerry to be married for over 40 years. Last year, 2016, they moved from Oak Park, Illinois, our hometown, to Tampa, Florida, where she is a member of the Bible-Based Fellowship Church. Minister Willa is a certified health coach. You can go to our website for more information on Minister Willa. What do I want to leave you with? She is devoted. She is committed. She is a woman of excellence. She is a mentor. She's a friend. She is my big sister. Love her so much. I'm going to get on out the way because she always has an on-time word. She always has a great teaching. So I'm going to get out the way. It is my privilege, pleasure, and honor to bring to the floor, to the front of the line, our mouthpiece, our beautiful Minister Willa Peterson. Are you there?
Yes, I can. Yes, I'm here, my sister. Minister Ada Levette, you know, I could not have written that better myself. So thank you so much. You know, I love you.
Love
really.
You. Love
and,
you so much.
Okay, and for those of you who don't know, Ada Levette is my spiritual sister, and I've known her since she was 16 years old, and she has always had a heart for the Lord. And so I just thank you so much and love you dearly. Well, to Ada, thank you so much for the warm introduction, as I said. And to Minister Kai, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and setting the atmosphere in this telecommunications sanctuary. That the anointing falls upon us, and I know that it will because it's already here. I so love and appreciate the faithfulness you both have in carrying out the assignment God has placed on your lives. To my TMC family, my brothers and sisters, whether you have frequent flyer miles with us here on the Master's Call or if this is your first time soaring with us, thank you for allowing me to impart morning manna into your lives today. God sees your faithfulness as you attend to his word. And to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our Dr. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, thank you once again for the confidence God has given you in me to deliver the word of God to our TMC family this morning, because I am just humbled by the opportunity to serve God in this way. I also thank you for seeing that my wings were strong enough to fly out of the nest, even when I didn't realize it. I cannot begin to tell you how ministering here on this call has blessed and enabled me to deliver messages in other areas of my life and at times spontaneously. I so love and appreciate your guidance, and yes, even the push out of the nest. So, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the message that is on my heart this morning, oh, God, please empty me of self and fill me with your anointing. And I thank you, Lord. Well, family, last month, My message was entitled, Caring Enough to Forgive, and it was based on the story of Joseph. And I want to hang out with Joseph for a little while longer and look at God's sovereignty and providence in his life, as well as share with you how God provided a clear evidence of his sovereignty and providence by a recent occurrence that happened in my life. I have been reading, as part of my devotional time, a book by Tony Evans entitled Detours, and I highly recommend this book. This book talks about the occurrences in our lives that appear to be stumbling blocks that prevent us from getting to our destiny, and recognizing the hand of God and the blessings in these detours along the way. We often have a tendency to look at these roadblocks or stumbling blocks as Satan being busy, when really it is God preparing us to get to our destiny. We must remember, God gives Satan his marching orders, and nothing goes on in your life or mine that has not been sifted through the hands of God first. As I was reading this book, I came to the chapter that talks about God's sovereignty and his providence. Now, I understand sovereignty means that God is the absolute ruler, he's controller and sustainer of his creation. He is the one who has the final say-so. According to Dr. Tony Evans, sovereignty is God's rule, which to me says sovereignty is God doing what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and to whomever he wants to do it to. Now, I knew what God's sovereignty looked like. However, I did not quite understand God's providence or what that looks like. In my reading of Dr. Evans' book, he defined providence as how God uses that rule to integrate, connect, attach, detach, arrange, and hook things up to facilitate his purposes. Providence is God either causing or allowing things to happen for his purpose. It is the hand of God in the glove of history. In other words, providence is when God does something on purpose. So the title of my message is The Sovereignty and Providence of God. I believe we are all familiar with the story of Joseph, covered in 14 chapters in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50. As I reflect on God's sovereignty and providence, I am reminded of that story. This story is one of my favorites because I think it is an excellent example of God's sovereignty and his providence. And I suggest you read it during your time of devotion, and you will see how God, no matter where,
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I think we lost her for a moment, but she will be back. Let's give God praise and glory because it's a powerful message that Minister Willa is giving us this morning. Well, one thing we want to do while we're waiting on her is give God praise for being God all by himself. Let's pray for a moment because many are going through hurricane or tropical storm Cindy. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your divine protection. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We glorify you, Father, because we realize it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our being. So we ask you in the blessed name of Jesus, Father, for your divine protection over those that are going through this tropical storm. We speak to the winds, we speak to the
winds. You can't hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. We can hear you. God bless you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
God bless you.
I don't know where I left off, where you couldn't hear me, but I'm going to continue from where I left off. Okay, so Genesis chapters 37 through 50 focuses on the story of Joseph, the struggles he had to being vehemently disliked by his brothers, sold into slavery, thrown into prison because of a lie told by Potiphar's wife. Joseph thought he had an opportunity to get out of prison when he interpreted the chief butler's dream. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. And you'll find that in Genesis 40, verse 23. However, the chief butler remembered Joseph 2 years later after Pharaoh had a dream requiring interpretation. Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream and rose to power, being the overseer of all Pharaoh owned. As horrible as Joseph's struggle was, God had a plan. He was working behind the scenes. In the story of Joseph, it appears to our human eyes and intellect that his life was over after being sold by his brothers to the Midianite traders at the age of 17. However, 24 years later, with the knowledge that God was with him, at the age of 41, Joseph was finally reunited with his father and brothers. But God, look at God. It is none of that happened to Joseph. What happened to Joseph, if this had not happened, he would have been among those who were dying because of the famine that they faced. But Joseph reassured his brothers in Genesis 50:20, and he said, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about as to this day to save the lives of many." So after reading all of this about Joseph, I still wasn't clear about the providence part. So I asked God, what does that look like, God, and how does that apply to my life? He gave me a ready example, as he always does in my life, which takes me to my message and the personal experience God showed me about his providential will. As many of you know, my mom went home to be with the Lord in January 2014. Shortly thereafter, I spent time cleaning out her room at the assisted living facility where she lived for a few years, collecting her belongings there, as well as collecting her belongings from the nursing home where she spent the last couple months of her life. I donated and gave away a lot of her belongings. However, I kept all the greeting cards she had purchased, and boy, did she have a lot. And some of the cards that had been sent to her for different occasions, I kept those too. Recently, as I was going through my drawers, I came across a card that was addressed to my mother. How it got in that drawer, I do not know. I opened the card to read it, and inside was some money that someone had given her for her birthday. My first thought was, did Mom know that she had a card with money inside? And my second thought was, what should I do with the money since Mom was not here to enjoy it? Well, my mom's birthday was June 14th, and in the past, even after her transition, I've wanted to do something to honor her on her birthday. You see, my mother was a giving person who was always doing something for someone else, whether it was going to the nursing home, encouraging others through her words, and praying for them. Her favorite passage was Psalm 91. She would say to everyone who shared a challenge with her or a problem, Psalm 91, read it every day. So on her headstone is the saying, Psalm 91, read it every day. So I wanted to use the gift she received in some way to honor her. I thought about purchasing McDonald's gift cards and giving them to the homeless people I encountered on the streets. Then the Lord brought it to my mind where we serve on every Sunday. We serve people as a part of our from the Salvation Army ministry, from the Salvation Army. I am a member of the Salvation Army ministry that provides breakfast for the men, women, and children who live at one of the Salvation Army facilities here in Tampa. Our church bus picks them up, brings them to the dining room where our team serves them breakfast and ministers, and a minister brings the word. So I knew that would be a perfect time to give the money to them. I had decided to print cards with my mother's favorite verse on it, Psalm 91, 10 through 11, which reads, "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And then I was going to have that saying and then put that card with the money in an envelope to give to our guests. Well, I typed the card but couldn't get it to print because my printer had run out of ink. And, of course, this was at midnight and no stores were open for me to go and buy more ink for the microcomputer. So I decided, well, for my printer. So I decided, well, I'll just wait until next week so I could have it printed out and looking really nice, neat, and pretty with graphics. And then the Holy Spirit stepped in and said, you can just write it out. I thought, that didn't occur to me because it was midnight, and since my computer, my printer wasn't working, and I seldom write out any cards anymore like that when I'm making it, I thought, well, I guess I can. I'll just write it out. So I decided that since there were just 12 cards, I would write that out. My next thought was, how was I going to explain the reason for the cards and the money I was giving to the people, to our guests from the Salvation Army, since we already had someone to bring the message? How was I going to let them know about my mother's favorite scripture verse and how the idea of giving them the card even came about? Well, that's when God's providence stepped in. After we had prepared the food for our guests and they were about to eat and ready for the word, I noticed Reverend Warren, the minister who always delivers the message, was not there. I asked around if anyone had seen Reverend Warren. No one had seen him. So I thought, this was God's sovereignty and this is what God's sovereignty and providence looks like. God doing what he wants to do to integrate, connect, attach, detach, arrange, and hook things up to facilitate his purpose. I went on to tell our guests that Reverend Warren was not there and that they had me for the morning, which opened the opportunity for me to share the whole story about the card I found, my mother, her favorite scripture verses, Psalm 91, 10 through 11. God had given me the opportunity to minister to them how God had given his angels charge over them to keep them all his ways and all their ways. As our guests were leaving to head over to the church, one of the ladies from the Salvation Army stopped to tell me thank you for the gift. She told me that she didn't have any money, and the $5 she received was such a blessing to her. I told her I knew my mother was rejoicing in heaven, knowing that God provided for her needs in that way. And then immediately, God brought to my mind the importance of being obedient. While I wanted to print the card and make it look pretty, God let me know that everything didn't have to be gussied up. The important thing is to hear his voice and be obedient, because we never know the opportunities that we will miss or the blessing we are causing someone else to miss. Taking it to a different level, isn't it the way we're set that way with salvation? We don't have to wait until we get things right before going to God. Just as our guest accepted the card I had written, just as it was, nothing fancy, God accepts us just as we are. Don't wait until we get it right to go to him. He is always there with open arms, waiting to receive us just as we are. Sovereignty means there is absolutely nothing that happens in the universe that is outside of God's influence and authority. As King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God has no limitations. God is above all things and before all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Revelations 21:6 says he is immortal and he is present everywhere so everyone can know him. That is what being sovereign means. It means being the ultimate source of all power, authority, and everything that exists. And providence is the hand of God and the glove of history, his orchestrating the activities in our lives on purpose for his glory and our good. My TMC family, I hope this word has been a blessing to you, And I now turn you back over to our Minister Ada Lafette. Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Thinking, amen. Thank you so much for that touching word. I get all choked up when I think about Mama Payton, because not only was it her favorite psalm, it is my favorite psalm. Love that. Love that for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I praise you. I thank you for the richness of your word. I thank you for your sovereignty and your providence. I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to use Minister Willa powerfully in that Tampa, Florida area. Thank you, Lord God. When I think about Mama Payton, who loved me as one of her own, I'm sorry. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Father God, we want to lift up Patricia Cyrus, whose aunt Odessa went to be with the Lord. We want to lift up all the bereaved families, Lord God. We ask that you give them special comfort and strength to get through this time. We lift up our co-founders this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We lift up our conference to you, Artists Life United, in September. We ask, God, that you make a way for all of those that are designing to be there. We love you this morning. We bless you, and we honor you. To hear the playback for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085 with an access code of 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call, you can head over to our morning motivational call, 712-770-4005, with an access code of 294-617-POUND. We want to take this time and thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And my dear big sister, my mentor, my love, my heartbeat, Minister Willa, thank you for that precious and powerful word. Will you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, I will, Minister Ada. And, you know, we don't need to get us together because we'll sit here, boo-hoo. But we often hear people talk about, and thank you so much for having that heart and that love, that compassion for my mom. I know you did, and I know she loved you dearly as well. So we often hear people talking about the concept of love and its siblings' chance, fate, and happenstance. We hear people talking about being lucky. Well, if you are one who uses any of these words like, wish me luck, good luck, oh, my lucky stars, etc., I pray God opens your eyes to see that the concept of seeing, that luck is the concept of seeing events as random things that happen to affect our lives and our futures. That's not luck at all. But instead, it's God's sovereignty coupled with his providence working to get you and me to our destiny. So, Father, thank you for having every detail in our lives neatly woven together, even with the stumbling blocks and detours. I know that you know the end of the situation from the beginning. Please help us to trust you and not lean on our own understanding, knowing that you are directing our paths to our destiny. We love you so much, Lord, and we give you all the praise. Now go with us, Lord. Be our guide, Lord. Please be that lamp. We thank you that you are that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we know, Lord, when we trust you, when we put you first, when we seek you first, Lord, we know. And when we are obedient, we will get safely to that place called destiny. My TMC family, as I always tell you, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Go out and have a wonderfully blessed day. Goodbye.